Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, his album Rockstar released in the States today. I would imagine it's a pretty busy day for him, but despite that, Mr. Tayo Cruz making some time for the RRS. Hello, Tayo.
Hey, man, how are you?
I am excellent. Thank you so much for making some time. Rockstar, again, it's out in the States today. Anxious, nervous, excited? Take me in your head.
Probably for all three of those things, anxious, nervous, and excited, all mixed together into a big ball of Cruz magic.
Cruz magic. Did you just coin that term, or have you had that term for a minute?
Today's the first day. This is like the birth of Cruz magic.
Rockstar being released into the States today. In addition to releasing this album into the States, you made your TV debut here in the States not too long ago on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. How did that experience differ from doing TV across the pond?
I don't normally get to hang out with Bill Cosby.
Did Bill know your song or no?
No, I didn't expect him to.
Right, of course. But he was super nice.
And so naturally funny. It was great.
Hey, Tayo, you know what's funny? I first found out about you, actually, about a year ago from a mutual friend of ours, Chantel.
Okay, yeah, Chantel's great.
Yeah, and she had a pair of your Rockstar sunglasses, which I love. And what I also love is the marketing, and I don't know if you intended it to be this way, to have, you know, the Rockstar brand and then title the album Rockstar as well. Did that just kind of come about, or did you intend everything to kind of be uniform?
Yeah, it's my intention to kind of be uniform. I think it's good to just, the strength of the brand, just make sure that people in all different places, to make sure people see the name and get used to the name. So, yeah, so as often as I can throw in the word Rockstar, I try to.
And I hear the Rockstar watches are on the way. When can we expect those?
Yeah, they should be available in about a month or two. They're just literally they're in production at the moment. We've just finished the design. I've had the prototype, which is what I wore in the video.
Of course, the video you're referring to, obviously, Break Your Heart, Tayo Cruz on the Ralphie Radio Show. Did that record make it a little harder for you to date women, or did they appreciate the honesty?
I think they appreciate the honesty. Women kind of like a bad boy to an extent, so...
That's a good point.
I've had loads of messages saying, will you please break my heart?
Wow. So women are now inviting you to come in and stomp their heart into a bunch of little itty-bitty pieces.
Yeah, basically.
Wow. I guess that's a good position to be in. Why not? Tayo Cruz, Ralphie Radio Show. A couple other tracks that are out there right now. I know Dynamite is the second single, but then there's also this track with Kesha, Dirty Picture. Which came first? Which can we expect to hear soon on the radio? Explain, please.
Dirty Picture is the second single in the UK, and that's the one that we shot the video for with Kesha. And Dynamite is the second single in the US. So if I'm not wrong and the plan doesn't change, then Dirty Picture will be the third single in the US.
Gotcha. And they're both great tracks. And from what I understand, you didn't meet Kesha until the video shoot.
I didn't. I know. I spoke to her on the phone. And she was absolutely awesome. And we spoke about our ideas for the song and what we wanted. And she wanted to add a little bit of Kesha. And I'm always into that.
Yeah.
So, adding just more of the artist sort of swagger and natural ability to the song, and she absolutely rocked it.
Tayo Cruz, Ralphie Radio Show. Did you hear? It was a couple months ago. Train, the band Train, on their Twitter, begging you to let them have the number one spot on iTunes.
No, I don't remember that.
Hey Soul Sister, hey, that song was like number two for the longest time behind Break Your Heart, and they literally, Tayo, sent out a plea to you on their Twitter account to let them have the number one spot, even if it was just for a minute. They ended up finally getting it like a week or two later. But that's got to make you feel good as a new artist coming into the States, an established artist like Train kind of like begging you guys, like, have a little mercy on us, please, with these charts.
Wow, that's cool. That's the first I'm hearing about that. But, I guess their call was answered somehow.
Eventually, somehow, some way, you let them have it just for a minute. And that record, Break Your Heart, this surprised me, too. You sung a record like Break Your Heart, yet I just read in an interview that your guiltiest pleasure is drinking Sprites.
Yeah.
Come on. You got to do something that's a little bit more crazy. I mean, Sprite isn't even that bad for you. Come on, man. You got to have something else.
I know. I'm weird. I have, like, zero vices. But the only vice I have is sugar. And I just love things that are sweet. And Sprite is probably at the top of the list.
Any other sugar intakes that you like besides Sprites?
Girls love me because I love chocolate and cake and sweet.
Okay.
Pour them with candy and take them to ice cream and frozen yogurt and all manners of sweet things.
And then you break their heart.
Well,
just joking. I'm just joking, buddy. Tayo Cruz on the Ralphie Radio Show again. The album is called Rockstar. It's in stores now. It's available on iTunes now as well. Tayo, making some time on the Ralphie Radio Show. I know we had some audio difficulties as well. Appreciate you hanging in there. Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, it's okay. No problem. It's great to talk to you.